Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Down the middle. It's Hill in the open. Cuts it upfield. He might be gone. He is.
Dolphins.
Takes the lead with a minute to go from 64 incredible yards.
Well, we talked about Josh Allen needed to make a huge play. This place is going crazy. And then all of a sudden you got Superman himself comes out. And he shows you
to us.
He don't lose in the playoffs very often. 6-1 here, only that loss in overtime. But if he gets the ball, wow, what a strike. And then Tyreek does the rest. Cheetah says goodbye. He's even giving a little wave here. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Yeah, do not catch an M in the open field.
Miami has the Dolphins.
Tyreek Hill highlights coming to your radio station soon. Down here.
I hope
Miami.
They're like that Buffalo Bill call right
so
there.
So do I. I hope I hear your everybody. Voice. I hope I heard JT, Jimmy, the whole deal there. Anyways, let's talk to the man, the super agent that helped facilitate the trade to get Tyreek Hill down here to Miami. Our buddy Drew Rosenhaus joining us on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Drew, it's a bright and shiny morning here in Miami. Thanks for all the help yesterday.
Yeah, you know, guys, I've been doing deals with the Dolphins for 34 years now, and it's safe to say that of the dozens of signings and contracts and draft picks and trades, and this is the most momentous, and you know, this is the biggest. I would imagine it's probably the biggest trade in Miami Dolphins history, and you know, this is a game changer for this organization and in many respects for this community. It's, you know, Tyreek is one of the greatest players that I've ever represented. I think he's undoubtedly a future Hall of Famer. He's one of the most explosive players, if not the most explosive player in the history of the game, probably the fastest. And he's going to bring so much to this football team. And, you know, I got to tell you, frankly, I was very surprised when, I thought that the Chiefs were open to trading him, but you know, very excited for Tyreek and knew that it would lead to a record-setting contract for him.
Drew, there's a lot of parts of this. I think we're all curious about if you can help us. So working outside of sure. Adam Schefter from yesterday, how long have you guys known that Kansas City, because of the money situation that they're in right now, might be willing to trade somebody as good as Tyreek?
You know, at the end of the season, I started conversations with the Chiefs on a contract extension, and it really was heading in the direction of slowly but surely working out a new deal for Tyreek. And then the Davante Adams trade got done, and Adams got a record-setting contract, and I immediately reviewed that contract, and I spoke to the Chiefs and had a very positive conversation with them that this should be the market for Tyreek. And if it wasn't, then the right thing to do would be for everyone to benefit, which would be for the team to have an unprecedented trade and for Tyreek to go to a team that would be willing to make him the highest paid receiver. And, you know, the Chiefs, they got a lot more in value than even the Packers did for Adams. Remember, the Packers got a first, they got a first and a second. And in Tyreek's case, it's a first, it's a second, it's a fourth, two fourths and a sixth. So the Chiefs got a lot, and the Dolphins got a guy who can do it all. He can help you in every capacity. He's the most dangerous player with the football in his hands, and yet he's very dangerous when the football's not in his hands because he can open up things with his ability to take the top off the defense. You have to account for him every single play. It opens things up underneath. You know, you saw the impact he had on the Chiefs offense with Travis Kelce and Mahomes. Great for the running game. Makes life easier for Tua. He's always open, and an offensive guru like Mike McDaniel should be able to work wonders with Tyreek. So this is really a win-win. Tyreek gets to play in Miami. He's excited about that. He trains here in the off season. He's got a home upstate, loves it here. And the Dolphins get the most electrifying player in football, and the Chiefs get a windfall in compensation.
Drew, I want to ask you about it gets down the Jets and Dolphins. That's a report. So did you and Tyreek Hill have your choice, or did they pretty much one deal was just a lot better and you were kind of forced to go to one team or the other, or did Tyreek want to be down here and not in New York?
So the Chiefs were unbelievable. They were first class with Tyreek all the way. And what they did is they agreed to trade terms with both the Jets and the Dolphins. And then it was up to us to decide, predicated on a contract extension. So the Chiefs were unbelievable. They gave me permission.
Wow.
To work on a trade, and they were just the best. That never got acrimonious. Tyreek and I spoke with Andy Reid and Brett Veach a number of times throughout the process, and it was a very united front. We were working together, and it was great dealing with the Dolphins and the Jets. Both the organizations were unbelievable to work with. I take my hat off to Chris Greer and Brandon Shore. I can't tell people here in South Florida how hard those two guys worked on making this trade happen. Not only in terms of working out a deal with the Chiefs, but also working out a contract with us. It was a process where we put in an unbelievable amount of time. People would be shocked at the amount of effort that went into this. And I would say the same for Joe Douglas of the Jets, their general manager. He was phenomenal to deal with as well.
Drew, it almost sounds unprecedented that they let you do that kind of thing. Does that happen a lot in the NFL, where they basically are leaving it up in your hands at that point?
No, it's not that common. But, you know, we've had such a great run with the Chiefs. You know, they were so appreciative to him with Tyreek, you know, and have a good relationship with them. We worked out an extension with them 3 years ago for Tyreek. The bottom line is he was in the last year of his contract. We'd actually worked out a restructure that the Chiefs wanted just a week before. And it really looked like we were going to just continue to work towards a contract extension. There was even a report that, you know, we were close to a deal. That wasn't accurate, but we were working on it. And then the Adams deal really flipped everything upside down. And, you know, the Chiefs, I think they had the foresight to see that Tyreek was in the last year of his contract and we weren't going to take, you know, a deal that wasn't better than Adams. So they recognized that this would be probably their last year with Tyreek, and this was their opportunity to potentially rebuild at that position. And the Dolphins are a team that is trying to get to where the Chiefs are. The Chiefs won a Super Bowl. They've been in four straight home conference championship games. Tyreek's had as much to do with that as anybody. And hopefully this will put the Dolphins into, you know, contention to win a championship with all the other great moves that they've made. You know, this has been some offseason with the Dolphins. We worked out a deal to bring Emmanuel Ogba back, and then we worked out deals for, we talked about this last week, Landon Roberts and Duke Riley, and they brought in our guy Chase Edmonds at running back and Connor Williams, who should be their starting left guard. Now they add Teron Armstead and other talented players. I mean, I think it's safe to say the Dolphins have had the best offseason of any team in the NFL, and fans should really take their hat off to the organization and what they've accomplished this offseason.
They're going for it, no question about it. Hey, Drew, I got to ask you one question because Jets fans are going. They would like to know if the Jets throw in a 4 or a 10, one of those high first-round picks, does that change the ball game at all, Drew, for yesterday?
Well, not for us. I mean, that would have been a question for the Chiefs, but you know what the Jets were offering, the Chiefs were comfortable with. So I don't think it really had to do.
Wow.
You know, the Chiefs weren't trying to force Tyreek to one team or the other. They they always gave us the ability to talk to multiple teams, and it was never hey, you got to go here. This is where we have a deal. The Chiefs were tremendous with Tyreek in that. I really believe that they maxed out the compensation that they could get, but they were also very aware of doing right by Tyreek and giving him at least the flexibility to work out a deal as well. So this is one of those rare deals where everybody worked well together and benefited. You know, and the stunning thing is, I've been working on this for about a week now, and I'm just amazed that a trade of this magnitude really was kept quiet.
I mean, right.
You know, and I can tell you it's pretty stunning because I talked to all 32 teams at least on a cursory basis to let them know that Tyreek was available and had extensive conversations with about a dozen teams. But it really came down to the Jets and the Dolphins. Early on, I could surmise that those were the teams because of the type of deal that we were looking for.
Yeah,
you know, it's rare to give up that much compensation and then make a player the highest paid player at his position with a year left on his contract. Remember, Adams was a free agent when he got his deal.
Right.
Tyreek had a year left on his. This is an unprecedented circumstance.
Drew, you're right. In this social media day and age, I mean, that report came out yesterday morning right after our show. And then within an hour, the trade was made. It almost looked like it was done within, 15 minutes. That's how it looked like, on social media.
It really took days
right.
to put it all together.
It's amazing.
And they were long and challenging and a lot of ups and downs. And, you know, at one time we thought, there were going to be different outcomes. But one thing I can say about the Dolphins, they were relentless in their pursuit and their commitment, and Dolphin fans should be very pleased because I don't think there's a more exciting player in the NFL that's more fun to watch. Just thinking of Tyreek in a Dolphins uniform and going to watch him play at Hard Rock Stadium gives me goosebumps. You know,
me too.
I was a Dolphin fan my whole life.
Me too.
Me three, right.
Hey, Drew, real quickly,
it's
too.
I
wanted to ask you another one because while that's going on, I flip over NFL Network, and there's a little Ohio State Pro Day going, and your guy Chris Olave, who you're representing, a wide
yes.
receiver, is expected to be. You got to go to all those Pro Days for your top guys, or do you have somebody else, or it's not important to go to those?
So,
how's that work?
You know, we had two really important Pro Days yesterday in Chris Olave at Ohio State and Drake Jackson, who's a top defensive end edge linebacker at USC, and they were both on yesterday. And Robert Bailey, he went to the Ohio State one, and Ryan Matha went to the USC one while Jason and I were with Tyreek upstate with him working on this deal, kind of knowing that today was going to be the day. In fact, I had a flight that was supposed to take off yesterday at 5:25 in the morning to Columbus that got delayed 3 hours and I missed my connection. And that's when everything broke loose.
Oh, geez.
Otherwise
that's
I would have
crazy.
Been in Columbus with Chris Greer. I'm not sure that the deal would have gone down if we weren't with Tyreek and the ability to meet with him and get this finalized.
Drew, thank you so much for breaking everything down. We always appreciate you keeping us up on that. By the way, so is this how it works in the NFL? So the Dolphins look at all your free agents first and go, all right, Drew, how many of these guys can we get? This is the highest amount, the most players to sign the Dolphins I've ever seen by an agent. You've got to be 10-plus guys right now. It's crazy.
You know, we did the same thing with New England last year.
Oh, all right.
It's really not unique to the Dolphins, remember? I mean, I don't know if you remember exactly, but they traded for our guy Trent Brown. They signed Devon Godshaw. They signed Jalen Mills. They signed Jonnu Smith.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
You know, I do have a good relationship with the Dolphins, but I take a lot of pride in – it's undeniable that that I've been able to work very well with Chris Greer, with Stephen Ross, with Brandon Shore, and they're certainly one of the best teams in the NFL to work with. And it's not just because they're in my backyard. I mean, just look at the results that we've had together, and it's a win-win relationship. And I'm excited to do that because, you know, now my one-year-old son, Conan, hopefully will grow up watching Tyreek Hill, and he loves Tyreek. That's his favorite player at a young age. And so my little girls, I'm a human being too, you know, and a fan, and these things affect your life. And I go to every Dolphin game, guys. I'm on the sideline during pregame. I see you, Joe, and you know, this is going to be exciting to see all these wonderful guys out there for the Miami Dolphins.
Well, tell Drew, human being, that we're very happy that this trade happened.
This
yesterday.
Great. Drew, thank you so much, man. You. Appreciate you coming on.
Sure, guys. Right. You bet. Take care.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.